Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever time. I just realized right when I pressed the fucking record button that I'm supposed to be doing a podcast today with somebody else. And it didn't even cross my mind because I was thinking of it before I pressed the record button. I was like, oh yeah, I don't know. I got a really busy schedule. I don't know if that's going to happen. And then here I am, just doing a podcast right now. But I don't know what the plan is with what's going on with me right now. Any minute now, at any moment, I could be getting a phone call. And I gotta go do something work-related. So we'll see. We'll see. I just... You know, I'm just having my coffee, just having my morning started. And I was thinking of maybe doing some stretching or something on the podcast. It's really windy today. It's kind of cold. I want to skateboard, but I feel like my body is kind of telling me no. And I feel like I need to listen to my body. It's a little beat up. I fell Sunday. Today's Thursday. I fell and my palm is bruised and my toe hurts. It's like the toe next to the pinky toe. I don't know exactly what happened. I caught the slam on camera, but I think I just fell like toes out. Like, you know, when you brace your fall, you're just supposed to hit like the balls of your toe. Well, in my shoe, I think I just straight up hit like the front of my toes. Like I front kicked the ground. And you're not even, when you throw a front kick, you're not even supposed to like hit somebody with the toes, right? You're supposed to hit like the ball of your foot. And I just went all toes. And I'm all right. The main thing for me to tell if something's wrong is if something's like swelling up or whatever. So I'm just thinking maybe just like I don't even know if it's a bruise or whatever, but just something, it's, you know, if it was that bad, I wouldn't be able to be doing what I'm doing, so I'm all right. I have more cosmetic showings, injuries on my palm, and that doesn't even hurt as much, but I'm taking the palm bruising as, like, a sign, like, this shit is weakened, you have to, you know, give it time to heal so you can fall like that again. And after I fell, my dumbass was like, let's just keep going again. Let's just, you know, we'll just do something lighter. So I fell like off a ramp doing a slash grind. I was able to get my first slash grind in, and then I got caught up because the slash grind, I learned it on a fucking like parking block. Like, the parking block is, like, glued on or cemented onto the ramp. So it's real crunchy. And it's not the same as your typical coping. And I feel like if I was on coping, I would have slid away. I would have got away with it. But I got caught because it's, like, multiple parking blocks. So it's kind of like when you hit a crack in the sidewalk. So I hit the crack and just fucking flew off. And then after that, I was like, okay, let me just skate a curb. And then I fell off the curb again, fell on the same hand after I was like, oh, fuck, I need to calm down. And then I just told myself, okay, you need to chill.
That being said, I have not been feeling like killing myself. I don't know what's going on with me in terms of, you know, I want to live, I guess that's just a part of life, is just, you know, the risk of dying. I mean, I'm probably not really going to die with the kind of shit that I'm doing, but even just like seriously injuring myself, I could probably like fuck something up, anything on my body to where I'm never the same again, or my quality of life is ruined. And I just don't understand. I recognize it. I say it out loud right here, but for some reason, I just do it anyways. I don't know. Let me have a sip of some coffee. Maybe I'm having a midlife crisis. Maybe I'm having a quarter life crisis. I don't know if 30 is still considered a quarter life crisis. It's like an early midlife crisis that I'm having, because there is a part of me that was like, man, if I just kind of stuck with skateboarding just a little bit more and didn't, like, actually had discipline with it, you know what I mean? And just approached it like the gym or martial arts, I'd be a lot better. And it just, I don't know, getting back into it the last year has just kind of showed me how maybe it's a coordination thing or something that's lacking. I don't know. I'm learning stuff about myself. Just like with all the other activities, I'm learning things about myself. I guess when I was playing the guitar, I don't really know if I was learning anything about myself. I was just kind of learning the guitar because I didn't know shit about the guitar. And that's just something. I have no musical background. I used to fucking play around and rap a little bit, but I don't really count that as, like, you know, I never took musical classes in school and shit like that, because I could barely learn English. And I don't know. Yeah, the guitar was just something. It was a big learning curve from age 25, and not, I really had to learn everything. I didn't know what tuning was. I didn't know the EADGB. Or I didn't know anything about down tune. I didn't know anything, dude. I didn't know what a chord was. I didn't know what tabs were. So I was really learning from square one. And I'm not good at it or anything, but it is something that's kind of like unlocked probably like neurotic pathogens in my brain or something that, you know, it's good to learn. Just like how it's probably good to learn a language. And I am, but I guess in terms of language, I need to be more open and, like, retain information that I learn. It's hard. And lately, I feel like I've been hard on myself. I think I said that to a friend of mine or something. It's like, my friend made me realize it. Like, I'm not dumb, I'm just hard on myself. I think that's what it is. And maybe, I don't know, I think I do have this I don't care style about me. But everybody cares a little bit, and I guess I do care. I care about myself. Like, maybe I don't care so much about other people's opinions and things like that, but I think I'm pretty critical on myself to my standards, you know? If that makes sense. I don't know, even just saying that just kind of has this like I just opened up a big can of worms in my head of things that I'm not happy about myself with. But at the same time, that's just, that unhappiness or unsatisfactory is what kind of gets me to where I am, because I keep wanting more. And it, I don't know. Sometimes it's okay to just chill out. Like today, was it last week when I was, I guess it was Sunday. I was doing chores. Yeah, I was doing chores. And I just find myself just every time I have free time, just doing more shit that needs to be done, of course. But today, like, I guess the extracurricular activities that I really don't need to be doing are podcasting, skateboarding. One thing that I feel like I should prioritize for quality of life is stretching, which is what I need to do. I'm hunched over onto this mic, making sure that the audio quality is the best. Dude, I have a friend, actually. He's been on the podcast. His name is Omar. He's a narcissist. And he told me to watch Andrew Schultz's new special on Netflix. He highly recommended it. And I told myself, I'm going to watch that when I get home. And I went home. And I didn't do anything, dude. I didn't play video games. I took a nap. I took a nap and then I got ready for bed to really sleep for a long time. And my girl was like, you've been laying in bed for 2 hours and now you're about to lay in bed for another 8 to go to sleep. What are you doing? And then I was like, yeah, 10 hours of sleep. And it just kind of got me thinking, is there something wrong with me? I feel like I should not be having this amount of tiredness. Like, I feel like my energy levels are like low or something. I feel okay. I don't feel sick or anything. But taking a nap just seems to be my beer for the night is literally just taking a nap. I don't know. It's just kind of like I don't have kids and stuff like that. My friend who was telling me to go watch it, he's got 2 kids, you know? He's got a whole ass fucking family and he still has the energy to watch stand-up comedy. So maybe there isn't anything wrong with me. Maybe this is just how I'm built. I don't know. But it kind of worries me. It kind of worries me about when I have a family and I got to exert energy. Am I gonna be able to do it? I don't know. People are always talking about those sleepless nights and stuff like that. Losing sleep. It's like, is that really fucking worth it? And then everybody, you know, who has kids always talks about, oh, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's like, is it worth it? Are you fucking sleep deprived and you can't think logically, you know? And you're just fucking locked into this situation and you just have to kind of like force yourself to like it. That sounds like rude, you know? It really does. And if you have kids and it's the truth, it really is like, well, what are you going to do about it? Fucking kill yourself? Well, maybe that's why it happens all the time, huh? I don't know. I need to get up. I need to stretch. Let's get the stretching out of the way. It's cold. It's cold. It's windy. I really feel like... I used to have these yoga mats. It was a frog and a panda. I don't know what happened to them. Where do I want to stretch? Oh, that's why it's fucking cold. No, it's 67 degrees in here. What? I don't know what's going on. Everybody's quiet. Everybody's quiet. Where do I want to stretch? Let's stretch in this room. I don't want to be bothered right now by animals and shit. Maybe I'll make the bed. My girl likes when I make the bed. And sometimes when you make the bed, it does kind of make you not want to get back into bed. I noticed that. So let's do that. Let's make the bed. What is this? Clothes and shit. What is this? Oh man. Yeah, instead of turning the heat up, I should just fucking put a sweater on, huh? So that's the bottom line. I don't want to kill myself, and I think that's all society really asks of you and people in your life. People want the best for you, but the bare minimum is to just be alive, not kill yourself, and just, I don't know, man. People want you to be safe. They want you to do this. They want you to do that. Think about your life. I want people to think about their life, and please tell me what is it that people expect out of you. Maybe I'll ask my guests that if we end up doing this podcast, but it's just, what do people expect out of you? And for me, I feel like I could just keep going on and on. Like, I'll start with something simple and then it'll turn into just, you know, whatever. And my girl's kind of joking around with me about, you know, if we have kids, it's not just me, it's a team effort. And God, dude, let me just say this for for the podcast, just in case, like, I die or whatever. This is something that I want to put in here. And if you don't want PDA, because this is technically PDA, just skip it for like the next 30 seconds, okay? But man, I was looking at my girl last night, dude, and she just looked so fucking good. She just looks so fucking good, dude. And I just had this feeling of, man, how lucky am I? You know, oh my God, that's mine. You know what I mean? Like, just, wow. I don't know. I just had to put that, if you're listening, if forever, some reason, years down the line go down, we get sprung up on this episode. I don't even know what episode this is. 366, 365. And man, she just looked so fucking good, dude. And it just really made me be like, I'm fucking locking in, dude. Like, I can't let this slip away from me. And if you want to relate, if anybody's got like a partner or whatever, dude, you know, it does make it all worth it. But maybe that's just the fucking crazy in me. Just like how people look at their fucking kids after not sleeping for 3 weeks straight, talking about, it's worth it. Look how cute this fucking thing is. Been getting into the band Dying Fetus lately. And the music's good. The music's good. Dying Fetus is a good band. So yeah, I don't know. Sheesh. And I've just been through... I'm a very lucky case, you know. I don't really know too many people who've been with their significant others since like 19. And... you know, we've never really broken up or anything. If we had, it's only been for like a day or so. We've never had like serious, serious drama where somebody fucking like cheated or anything. And don't get me wrong, we've had our downs. We've for sure had it in our own way. But like, I think on paper, it's really, when you really look at it, man, it's just one of those lucky things, man. And I'm so grateful. I thank God for it. Whatever it is, dude. I don't know what made me think about that. I think we're talking about having a family and shit. Oh yeah. So let me get dark. So she's like, once we have kids, you need to start working more. She was telling me I got to start working more and all of this stuff. And I was like, fuck no. And then she says, in the Bible, it says that man is supposed to work every day until he can't anymore. And the woman's supposed to stay inside. I was like, oh, must be fucking nice, huh? Must be fucking nice. Shut the fuck up with all of that. I'm gonna find something in the Bible that they should have. I'm gonna fucking Photoshop or edit the Bible to where it says, yeah, the woman must fucking suck the husband's cock every single night for at least 30 minutes until she can't anymore. How about that? How about that? I'll go to work every day if I could get that. Every day? Every single day, I'd probably do it. And then if I'm having a bad day at work, I'll just fucking think about getting my dick sucked, which is what I do already sometimes. That is that shit. That is, sex is a drug. It really is. Because there's certain times where I'll just fucking be in my head, just daydreaming about, man, we really fucking 69, bro. Like, we really just did it like in the pornos. All right, I'm done. I'm done. People listen to this. Unfortunately, I don't know why. I don't know why people shouldn't listen to this. I like acting like people don't listen to this, though. And it does kind of just... not acting, but I really do kind of forget. And then it throws me off and says, oh, I listened to your last episode. Like, fuck, I don't know what I really don't know what I talked about. Somebody's probably listening to this right now, like a month later. Yeah, man, I was listening to you talking about 69. And I'm like, really? Because I probably won't remember this. I know the inside joke is I've got memory like an elephant, but now in season 6, like, things are kind of starting to blend in a little bit more, dude. I really don't know what's going on. Nothing much has changed. And it's kind of an example of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see me just kind of doing it how I want, and things are improving. And that's all I could ask for is that I'm getting better as a person and whatever. And yeah. Let's get some stretching in. I just made the bed. I made it in a unique way. I put some stuffed animals in a cute little way. Tell me why I want to get back in bed right now. Fuck this shit, dude. Let me put some socks on. My fucking feet are freezing, dude. Hold on. Look at this. Let's have some. Let me take a big sip of water. Big one. Yep. And then let me guzzle some coffee. Oh, yeah. What time is it? Oh, look at that. My girl just texted me a minute ago. Speaking of the devil. Dude, have you seen those fucking, at least in my algorithm, where it shows like some goth bitch and it'd be like, shh, don't share this. Or don't share this to anyone or else this thick goth mommy's gonna show up in your bedroom at 3 a.m. Oh man, those have kind of been in my head, and I'll be waking up at 3 a.m. and then I'll just kind of imagine, you know. But the thing that I be imagining is my girl, dude. I just kind of imagine, even though she's right fucking next to me, mate. Sometimes I'll come up with situations in my head that are not even good, like ideal situations compared to my real life. You know, just to spice things up, just to add the, I don't even know what it's called. Hold on, my girl's texting me, and I'm talking about her. Just being cheesy. Just being cheesy. What was I talking about? Oh, fuck. Stretching. Oh, goth mommies and the fucking dude. Oh, yeah, I come up with these situations, dude. Like, my situations, it's the most ideal, I mean, like, consistent, stable thing. I've been with my girl fucking almost 11 years. Fucking, nobody's cheated. Nobody's fucking stolen money from anybody. Nobody's, you know, whatever. It's good. I'm in the butterfly stretch. It's a classic right here. But when I'm at night and I try to come up with shit lately, I want to proudly say this. I'm going to title this, please don't listen to this. Cause this is just, I don't know if it's perverted or whatever. Perverted could be the word, but it's normal, dude. Everybody fucking thinks like this, I think. I don't know, or maybe it's just my problem. There's people like this in this world, all right? If you don't think like this, good for you. I'm working on it, all right? I'm fucking working on it, and this is my progress, all right? I'm proud to say that lately, like for the last, basically this whole year, we're rolling in March, but for most of it, I don't think I've really indulged in any porn, dude. I haven't, it's all just been my imagination. And I think that's healthy. Maybe the next step is just that, you know, I get my head out of the gutter and I don't even, you know, I don't even do that no more, but I'm sorry. Right now I'm still fucking whacking it. And every time I'm done whacking it, I'm like, damn, bro, like some people, Some people do this and then they gotta raise a fucking family, you know? And it's just such a nice feeling to just fucking blow your load and go to sleep without anybody fucking waking you up about whatever, you know? It's just so liberate, and I actually feel bad for some people who never get to experience that. I'm 30 years old. It might sound childish or whatever. Maybe I've got some growing up to do or whatever, because I'm still living like a fucking 15-year-old mentally in a way. But I just feel so liberated, and I thank God for that. And some people will never get to experience this, you know, that feeling of just like aloneness and being comfortable in it and loving it. Some people don't get that, like, ever. Ever. Their whole life is just surrounded by other family members or whatever. Yeah, family members or just roommates or foster home care. I don't even fucking know. But that feeling of being alone and taking care of yourself and not having people depend on you or having to depend on anybody else is just, dude, it's almost as good as retirement. Because one day you're going to be fucking 70 or maybe older and not work and all your kids are out the house and now you're just fucking old. You can't even do the butterfly stretch and you just sit around, talk about whatever, waste everybody's time, and then you die because nobody wants to talk to fucking old people. But old people want to talk to everybody. It's a sad thing. Dude, I had a dream actually that 70-year-old that I met at the last stand-up show that I did fucking died, dude. That guy was in my dreams. Crazy. I also had a dream I met Floyd Mayweather, and he was actually a pretty chill guy. Anyway, I'm all over the place. I go from talking about, I don't know, just the just having, you know, thoughts, sexual thoughts and stuff. It helps me go to sleep. But yeah, I'll come up with these scenarios in my head and hope maybe it's like fake shit, you know? Like I'll have a dream. Like, okay, not maybe they're dreams. I don't know. Lately the dreams aren't being as vivid as much anymore. I'm getting excited. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm getting excited talking about this. But yeah, those reels of like those hot girls, and it's like, don't share this or else she's going to show up in your bedroom at 3 a.m. And of course, I mean, there's a reason why it's got 350,000 shares, because everybody's like, oh, come to my room, you know what I mean? I'm fucking tear it up, you know what I mean? So that's exactly what's going on. And I'll come up with these scenarios in my head where it's like, okay, instead of my girlfriend or my wife or fiance, whatever, dude, it's just fucking, we're just like roommates. And sometimes we'll role play that we're fucking roommates. That's what we do. But when I'm even just alone, just like, or like if she's already asleep and I can't sleep, I'll just think about like, sometimes even if she's in the other room, I'll just make believe in my head that like we're just strangers, you know? And then, like, we have to, you know, we have to be good. We have to, oh, yeah, we're just roommates. It's no big deal, you know. Maybe we even sleep in separate rooms. And then she'll just kind of, you know, she'll come in and just be like, I can't take it anymore. Fucking, I'm getting on top of you and there's nothing you can do about it kind of shit. That'd be fucking sick. I mean, it's not, it, you know, if that really happened in your real life, things could probably get a little awkward, you know. Or it's like, let's say you just have a roommate, she's fucking hot, but you're whatever, you're single, and you're just trying to be an adult about it. Yeah, right. And then one day, she just gets a little too drunk or something, and she just wakes you up like, we gotta do this. I gotta fucking just real quick, you know? And then the next morning, it's just, I'm gonna go to work. I can't believe that happened, you know. And then now you're just crushing on your roommate. That happens, I guess. That happens, but it's kind of a messy situation. I don't know. Let me see what's going on.
So, yeah, just looking at, I've been on this butterfly stretch for a long time. I need to move it up. I'm having a hard time warming up here. I really am, dude.
I saw this meme that was kind of funny about like how your girlfriend looks at you when you go drive an hour to your jiu-jitsu tournament and you wait around for 4 hours just for you to lose your one and only match. Oh, dude, that jiu-jitsu shit's fucking crazy, man. Like, it really just is a sport. I get it. I get the benefits of it and shit like that. Oh, it's really good for you. It's exercise, just like anything. You could get injured, but there does come a point where, like, is it really practical? There is, like, okay, everybody should probably have a little bit of jiu-jitsu in them. Even just an understanding of just, you know, what is fucking pulling guard? What is passing guard? What's a rear naked choke? What's taking the, I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, but some people just, how do you not have an interest in MMA or just any kind of like martial arts? And I think in my dream, I was talking to Floyd Mayweather about like, or maybe like when I was waking up, I was thinking about it. It's just like, dude, he's got to have some kind of understanding of other things, right? And I think Joe Rogan said it before. It's like, dude, he's the man in fucking boxing. You don't think he's like kind of rubbed shoulders with kickboxers and kind of had a curiosity of like, how do you throw a kick, you know? Like, I would actually like to see Floyd Mayweather throwing a kick. I think there's videos of Manny Pacquiao throwing kicks. There I go, back to the butterfly stretch. What the fuck? I'm getting off topic, but it's like, actually, I'm not. There is no topic, but like, don't you think Floyd Mayweather has some kind of an idea of what a sprawl is? It's not that hard, you know? But maybe there's that argument of it doesn't matter, dude. You need to do thousands and thousands. You need to dedicate your life to. Do you really? Do you really? Some people are just naturally talented, dude. And I feel like if you, I don't know. Like that boxing shit, dude, everybody talks about, oh, if you, man, oh, I would kick the shit out of Floyd Mayweather's legs. You don't think he still has a good enough 1-2? To the moment you're on one foot trying to kick him in the leg, he's just gonna close the distance, and you're not even gonna like. You know, hands could be faster than legs sometimes, and if you really are committing to a fucking leg kick, maybe you kick him once and he'll be like, all right, all right. Then he'll just fucking read your shit, and then you go for it again. Boom, 1-2, you're on your fucking butt. You know? That's all I'm thinking. Ugh, fuck. But yeah, I mean, it's like, there comes a point where it's like being a black belt in jiu-jitsu and knowing how to do fucking Caribbean neckties and all these complicated spider guard passes and all this shit. It's kind of like, you're not really gonna do that in real life, just like how you're not really gonna fucking tray flip out of a bank on a skateboard, you know, like in a real life, in a traveling situation. Like, I think to be like, skateboarding is a martial art. That's what I've said. You could call it an action sport, but I kind of think of it as a martial art because it's a weapon. Maybe you could say the same with like fucking scootering and shit, but scooters are kind of big. I don't know, that whole handle thing, and then you fold it or whatever. I think skateboarding is just as simple as it gets. You know, a bicycle is just, it's too big. You can't, it's bicycle or BMX or whatever, that's just a getting away thing. But a skateboard, it can be a weapon. It really could be. But it's also used as a transportation thing. So I think just to be not even like proficient in a skateboard, but just able to utilize your skills in real life where it's somewhat more beneficial than not being on a skateboard. I think what you really obviously need to do is be able to just be comfortable and go fast and just be able to stand on your board and balance on it pretty well. Manuals, you know, the manuals help in terms of like going over cracks and stuff. But really, all I think the most important thing that you need in skateboarding to somewhat be able to just kind of like navigate is jumping up and off of curbs. Maybe a 2-stair at the most, or like, you know, 3, 4. Jumping downstairs is all right. But I think like really you, like jumping up a curb and jumping off just opens up the world to like, I can go anywhere damn near. And I think that's the same concept. And everything else is extra. Like learning how to kick flip, learning how to tray flip, varial flip, and all the other flip tricks is just kind of, it'll help you in terms of just being proficient in a board, but it's still kind of risky to where you could roll your ankle and then boom, you can't go up a curb or do anything anymore because you injured yourself trying to do fucking backflips off the quarter pipe, you know what I mean? I'm talking in terms of like what I'm doing because I think I'm a little bit more flat ground, you know. But yeah, some people will pad the fuck up and they'll Tony Hawk it and just go 300 miles per hour on a skateboard. And it's like, okay, that's action sports right there, dude. And the same thing in martial arts. I'm going with jiu-jitsu because that's what we started with. But it's like, there's like tricks and shit because, dude, you just need a solid rear naked choke, maybe a guillotine, fucking arm bars and all, you know. Even arm bars is kind of fancy with it, I think, or even like a triangle choke. But like, once you get it, you know. I think it's about the setups. People have the most like elaborate setups to the simplest chokes. And it's just like, okay, what are we fucking doing here, you know. We're just showing off at this point. That's all it is. We're just showing off. That's what everybody's doing. But yeah. Oh, fuck. Let me stand up. We're at 38 minutes into the podcast here. Yeah, man. I do feel like my skills are kind of deteriorating. I don't know if it's my age or whatever, but it's like 2 weeks ago. I went to war to land a tray flip, and then just yesterday morning, I was like, let me try some shove-its. And I landed like 1 out of 3 shove-its, and they were super sloppy. And it just got me like, fuck, man, I don't have time to practice this bullshit. This impractical bullshit. And I don't know. I don't even know what I was getting at here. Started talking about jiu-jitsu, so I just pulled out a fucking blammer, boy. See you pull guard on this. You know? And I feel like most people who
you know, want to do crime and shit aren't going to fucking jiu-jitsu tournaments and trying to better themselves as a person, you know? So. So, yeah. Oh. Anywho. Oh. Gotta stretch. I kind of want to get on this foam roller. I've had this foam roller for almost, I think it's going on to 10 years now. It's crazy. That's crazy, man. Remember, I used to work for Walmart, and we had to stock up some foam rollers, and that was like my first time getting to experience it. So, like, literally at work, I just put it on the floor and started rolling on it, and I think I cracked the fuck out of my back, and I was like, "Yeah, this is it. This is like something that I'm gonna use." Hold on, let me grab this. Ooh yeah. Ooh yeah. Let's see. Yeah, my knee kind of hurts, but I don't even know what from. I don't think I fell. It's just kind of like a sore, like it feels like I'm just old. Oh yeah, and I got this foam roller. I think it was for Christmas. My girl got it for me. And I remember getting on my lower back and it just fucking cracked like crazy. Oh. 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 Oh, that felt good. I don't know if you guys heard that. I've also been getting a lot of like chiropractor videos sent to me. Oh, that feels good. That feels good. I kind of want to skate. Oh, there it is. Let me put you guys on pause. I finally got that call after like 40 minutes with y'all. Hold on. All right, I'm back. He called me. We talked some shit out. And, listen to this. What do you guys think of this? Hear that? That's the sound of a healthy stream. Ah, yep, shaking it. Not too many drops. Nothing got on the toilet seat. Nothing got on the floor. Oh, yeah. I cut my nails in front of the toilet. And I try to have the clippings go into the toilet, so I just flush them down the toilet. I don't know if that's bad for the pipes or anything, but I think one time I did that, and my girl went to the toilet, and she was like, "Oh, my God, what is that in this?" She thought it was worms in the toilet or, like, maggots or something. And I was like, nope. Nope. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotta go soon. Got some cars to work on. It's kind of crazy, the things that I've kind of learned with cars, too. They're like skateboardings, you know? Skateboardings. It's like skateboarding. You just you change out some bushings. There's certain bushings that go with what people like and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, and it's no big deal. It's no big deal. I'm going to wear these pants that my uncle passed down to me, my uncle who passed away this past August. And I always wear it in memory of him. He also gave me a leather jacket. I don't know if it's kind of weird to wear, like, everything he gave me. It's cold. Do I want to wear, like, two pairs of pants? I think that's what I want to do. I think I want to wear my pajamas over these pants that my uncle gave to me. I feel like such a pussy when I double up on my layers like that, because I'm in California. I think it's gonna be like, the peak is maybe like 57 degrees, and it's windy too, but the sun's still out. The sun really helps. People don't realize how much the sun helps. But I don't know. There's like a part of me that's just like, just wear shorts, you know? Just thug it out. Fucking warm up, wear some shorts. Fuck. Let's go. Fuck. So yeah, this looks all right when I wear it like that. Hold on, my pants are... these pants are struggling, my boy. Somebody left a pair of Air Maxes out on my street, and every time I drive, I try to run it over because I want to see if I could pop the bubble of the Air Maxes. And so it's been like, I don't know, I don't think it's been a week, maybe it's been less, but I'll like get out the car and look at it, or just like every time I drive by it, and nope, it's still, it's still intact, and I'm just waiting for the one day. Oh, fuck, my pants. Trying to get these pajamas to get down my calf. My right calf is just significantly bigger than my left, so when it comes to taking pants off and putting them on, it's so much more difficult. And right now, I'm having a difficult-ass time getting these fucking pants past my calves. That's that shit that makes me want to skate switch, too. I don't know if it's just skating or if it's the way I walk or whatever. But, there we go. There we go. It's working. Yeah, buddy. So we've got two layers of cloth over my shins now. And that should protect me from my board if I skate today. I hope it's a yes. I hope I'm able to. Fuck, dude. Come on. Yeah, there we go. You know what? My left calf is getting a little bit bigger. It's feeling difficult to put these pants on, too. And it's not just the pants, because I notice it with all of my jeans. That just putting... Once I get to the calves, it's just hard. Sometimes I feel like my calves are bigger than my thighs. It's probably not true, but I'd be thinking that. Okay. How much time do you have for a real ninja? Gonna wear this navy sweater that my friend Kamal got me. Compliments of the US Navy. Okay. Alright. My dad said take his time, because we're not gonna get these cars after he has to do all this talking and stuff. So, we'll figure it out. Do I want to wear a hat today, or do I want to... Do I want to raw dog it? Or wear a beanie? It's fucking cold, dude. Let's see, where are my beanies? Oh yeah, I got this beanie. Let's wear this. Let's wear this beanie. No gel in the hair today. Well, let me just do a little trial here. See what it's looking like. Sorry, I'm getting a little quiet, guys. You can only talk so much before you gotta do shit. Yeah, this is feeling actually kind of tight. I think I'm gonna no hat it today. No hat today. Just vibes, dude. Just vibes. Let me put some gel on. I love Percocets. Yes. I love Percocets. Yes. Let me nut on your butt. Let me nut on your butt. Is it over? Let me nut on your butt. Let me nut on your butt. Is it over? Is it over? Let me nut on your butt. Let me nut on your butt.
There's this guy, he's like a Jewish guy, and he just makes songs. Like, a lot of his music is just him tapping pens and playing instruments, where it's like fucking 6-7 different squares of him making songs, and then one of them's him singing. One of my favorite ones is just like him singing that fucking Drake song. Bend that ass over. Let that coochie breathe. Shake that ass for Drake. Now shake that ass for me. Dude, that shit looked so goofy. Or sounds so goofy. Bend that ass over.
Is it over?
Oh yeah, I'm getting hungry. Let's get this shit over with so we could get something to eat, boy. I haven't eaten anything today. Just coffee, fucking water. Oh, sorry guys. I'm doing my makeup. My hair is fucking back, dude. People are asking me even if I'm putting the Hims in my mustache, because I just shaved everything to highlight the mustache. So everybody's feeling me lately, bro. Kind of want to trim this. What's going on here? Looks good. Looks good. Don't want to do too much. Walk around. The mustache has been doing me well, so I don't want to fuck it up. What time is it? I should probably get going, guys. I'm sorry. But hey, we got a podcast today. We might have a guest. I don't know what's going on. My palm is thumb is fucked up. And I'm thinking about, you know, if I had those guards or anything, I'd probably just slip out and fuck my shoulder up. So just gotta not fall, really.
Think about just doing some flat land today. People say flat ground is, you know, keeping it simple, but that shit tires me the fuck out, dude. It really does.
Oh, yep. Okay. I'm gonna go, guys. It's gonna be more quiet, so I might as well just like... might as well just end this podcast right now. So, closing thoughts. Let's take a sip of this coffee. Gotta finish this. Closing thoughts. I hope you guys have a good day. I hope we keep it drama free. I hope nobody gets hurt. I asked questions. I forgot what I asked, you know, like, what do people expect out of you? And I didn't even get to that for me. People expect me to fucking leave the house and work on cars. So there's that. You know, my girl, I mean, after I was talking about that, she was telling me she is not expecting something from me. So I don't know. What is this? Somebody sent me something.
What flag is this?
Brazil.
What the fuck? What a fucking idiot. Oh, I gotta go, guys. I'm getting another call. Bye.